not mm. his face. Look, the Mahama administration, the U.S. government, will negotiate the Gitmo 2 arrangement. No, Akufo-Addo was not consulted. The emphasis is on consulted. That's the operative word. He was never, ever consulted. That's a record that we must put out in the public domain. And when Akufo-Addo made that statement in 2016, the Americans did not contest it. He was informed. And he was informed less than 24 hours before the Gitmo 2 arrived within the Ghanaian jurisdiction. The operative word to hear is informed. What Okachire no, support. He told them that he's unable to guarantee them his support. One, because Manawaba Kachren were informant. Two, although consult the party. And please, okay, a statement was issued to that effect. And the Americans did not contest it because they knew they couldn't contest it. Meanwhile, that negotiation started 2014. 2 long years that the Mahama administration and the U.S. government were negotiating on Gitmo 2's relocation to Ghana. No Ghanaian political opposition leader was ever consulted. We knew whether last minute also were informing others now, but I have nothing on record to show that. Less than 24 hours after Akufo-Addo had been told that Ghana government, the U.S. government, they reached agreement. They get more to war. So apparently, while they were informing him, the people were either already here or they were with him, they were on flight to Ghana. But let's cut that thing out and not create any impression there. Bahama, and indeed, the U.S. indicated that they got permission from Ghana government to go and inform Akufo-Addo. Just to inform him, they presented him with a fait accompli. Something they had finished. Iti abadine menyanku okojoto ablapa or
on Asimba FM.
Now, when it became that thing went to parliament, the Gitmo 2 thing went to parliament behind closed doors, February 19th, 2016, only for purposes of information after people had complained and people had made requests in parliament, MPCB, for speaker to call the Minister of Foreign Affairs. The speaker agreed graciously, brought the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and they went into a closed session. But that's after the fact. And the session, the parliament was briefed. But the minister only went there to inform them, did not do any full disclosure. After all, the minister, Nankasa Nosne, knew all the details. Onankasa minister had no. So, that aspect, let's put it aside. Now, look, there's another thing about the president must speak, the president must speak. Last week, the president took a decision, he will speak on the matter. He will speak on the matter this week.
That's confirmed, that's a fact.
It's a fact, he will speak on the matter this week. So let's wait, let's hear him. When we hear him, we'll have more to discuss. It's as simple as that. I only wanted to clarify the Kudutab Akwa's attempt to create the impression that they were more engaging and they attempted to involve opposition leaders or an opposition leader. That's a fallacy. It's not true.